Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Israel are clear today, with warm temperatures expected across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect day for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF plans to establish a new drone factory manned by Haredi soldiers. This move aims to counter the Hezbollah threat, according to Army radio reporting from just under an hour ago. Also, Kuwait has accused Iran of attempting to infiltrate Boubian Island with a Revolutionary Guard team. Ynet reports that Israel has responded by deploying Iron Dome units to the UAE. Also this hour, a Tel Aviv University study reveals that 75% of Israeli Arabs are open to volunteering for service. This includes a surprising openness to joining the government, according to Walla. Separately, the Australian government has committed additional funding for Jewish security. The Australian Jewish News reports this move is part of a larger package to combat anti-Semitism and extremism. And finally, earlier today, a new study shows significant shifts in Israeli-Arab perspectives on social and political issues. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported minutes ago that the USS Abraham Lincoln continues operations in the Arabian Sea. This is part of the US blockade against Iran, with US forces redirecting commercial vessels. Belaz News shared that the IDF recently conducted operations beyond the Litani River. This marks a significant show of force against Hezbollah, demonstrating the IDF's capability to move armored forces in these areas. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today about Hezbollah's chief making a statement against direct talks with Israel. He emphasized that Hezbollah, like Iran, remains unwilling to compromise in negotiations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's new factory initiative, Army Radio reports this facility will produce suicide drones to counter Hezbollah's FPV drone attacks. This comes as the IDF faces increasing threats from Hezbollah in southern regions. The move underscores Israel's strategic shift towards advanced drone warfare. Turning to Kuwait's accusation against Iran. Kuwait claims Iran attempted a paramilitary infiltration of Boubian Island. Ynet notes that this has prompted Israel to reinforce its regional defense, notably deploying Iron Dome units in the UAE. The situation highlights ongoing tensions and the complex regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, the Tel Aviv University research sheds light on changing attitudes among Israeli Arabs. Walla reports a significant majority now support volunteering for national service. This marks a potential shift in social integration and political participation within Israel. On the diplomatic front, Australia's new funding commitment aims to enhance Jewish community security. Australian Jewish News outlines measures against rising anti-Semitism and extremism. This reflects broader international efforts to safeguard minority communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israel will not participate in the upcoming PISA test on financial literacy. This decision comes despite plans to make financial literacy a mandatory subject in schools. Separately, CTech highlights the need for early-stage companies to be AI-native to attract venture capital. Companies must focus on proprietary data and execution to gain investment. And finally, Globes provides a snapshot of recent real estate transactions across Israel. Cities like Beit Shemesh and Bat Yam have seen notable deals, indicating a dynamic real estate market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.